Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
We would like to acknowledge the Turrbal and Yarraga people as the traditional owners of this land where we record. And recognize that these have always been places of meeting and sharing. We would also like to pay our respects to their Southeast Asia, such as Bali, Indonesia. Scholars have interpreted early prehistoric paintings at the Bimbiteka rock shelters, carbon dated to be from pre-10,000 BCE, as Shiva dancing, Shiva's trident, and his mount, Nandi. Rock paintings from Bimbitka, depicting a figure with a trishul, have been described as Nataraja by Erwin Neumeyer, who dates them to the Mesolithic. Shiva became identified with countless local cults by the sheer suffixing of Isa or Ishvara to the name of the local deity. For example, Bhutesvara, Takasvara, Chandasvara. as valley seals that show animals. One seal that has attracted attention shows a large central figure, either horned or wearing a horned headdress, and possibly ithyphallic, seated in a posture reminiscent of a lotus position, surrounded by animals. This figure was named by early excavators of Mohenjo-Daro as Pashupati, Lord of Animals, an epithet of the later Hindu deities Shiva and Rudra. This figure is a prototype of Shiva, with three faces, seated in a yoga posture, with knees out and feet joined. Semicircular shapes on the head were interpreted as two horns. Scholars such as Gavin Flood, John Key, and Doris Smith Srinivasan have expressed doubts about this suggestion. Thank you. remember that sleep is a natural part of life, and not something that we must force to happen. Merely something we allow to happen. So listen on and sleep well, as I wish you only the sweetest of dreams. Thank you.
A That's Not Canon Productions podcast.